Only 101.5 FM. This is CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Isn't it great that Professor Know-Nothing agreed to give us a tour of the Science Museum today, Ollie?
Awesome! Not great, it's awesome.
I know, I can't wait to learn all about dinosaurs. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Brachiosaurus.
Oh, Brachiosaurus, cool.
Broccolisaurus.
Oh, there's a joke in there somewhere. All right, let's go inside the Science Center. Wow, there's lots of crazy kids in here today.
That's not a kid. It's a wild bungalow thingy. I don't know what they're called. Because I know nothing. It's my last name, indeed.
Oh, Professor Know-Nothing. How are you today?
I'm good. I just got something new from the... I don't know what it's called. Some sort of company that sells time machines to go somewhere.
Sells time machines? This company must be raking in the money.
They cost, like, a lot of money.
Is that where you get your all your dinosaur bones?
No.
No?
I buy them.
Oh.
With money.
So you haven't actually tried out the time machine yet?
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, that's good. It's a time travel sounds like it could get dangerous.
Well, I won't make any mistakes, I promise.
Okay. What do you mean? You want to go check out the time machine?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Okay. Are we allowed to go see your time machine?
Oh, Dad, I would gladly give you a tour, but the door's locked.
The door's locked?
Yeah, The door to the time machine.
Oh.
I don't have the key. It's in my pocket, and my pocket's locked. See? And I lost the key to my pocket, so...
Well, I think that's just a button. Here, let me try. Yeah. Look, your pocket's open.
So the key was on the lock.
Well, pull it out. Open it up. Let's take a look at this time machine.
Okay, let's go over to the time machine. I'm pretty sure it's working, I think. Oh yeah, I forgot the...
Well, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to use it. I just want to take a look, okay?
Yeah, but to open the door, we need 600 AAA batteries. I only got 559. I mean, 99, I think. Yeah, 99. Yeah. Oh, I found one under the closet. Oh, there it is. Oh, nah. Yay, last battery. Let's put it in.
Yay! It worked! Yes! Yes!
Oh my gosh. So let's open the door.
Okay.
That's just him talking.
Let's walk in.
Okay. Oh, wow, it's cool. Lots of
buttons.
Lots of lights and meters and buttons, dials.
Mm-hmm, yeah, there's a lot of dials. Whichever dials are.
I'm really tired right now.
What? How can you be tired right now? This is the most exciting thing I've ever seen. A time machine, Nolly.
Well, he's tired. Wait, what are you leaning on?
Oh, don't touch anything, Ollie.
I don't know, something
no.
Red it says. Travel?
What the? Reactions.
Looks like leaves, logs, some spiky plants and bushes, lots of cool crystals, volcano I can see in the background. It's pretty cool. Look, a ramphincus.
I am Incus the Ramphorhynchus, the prehistoric old dove. Though in everybody's eyes I am tiny inside, I've got a big heart that's filled with love. For I am Incus the Ramphorhynchus, the prehistoric old dove. And in case you haven't heard, I'm a different kind of bird than the others that fly above. I can fly straight ahead or in a circle. I have to zigzag like a clown. I can help it, that's the way I function. One wing goes up when the other goes down. I am Incus the Ramphorhynchus, the prehistoric old dove. Oh, I am Incus the Ramphorhynchus, the prehistoric old dove.
Thank you.
Professor Know-Nothing, what's Ramphorhynchus?
A Ramphorhynchus was a flying reptile about the size of a large hawk. His wings were thin and leathery, with claws on them for climbing. Ramphorhynchus could not take off from the ground, but he launched himself from the trees and cliffs.
Feeding the birds would be certainly different if Ramphorhynchus had not died out.
True.
Oh, look, baby dinosaur is so cute.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought he'd never leave.
Well, I'm a little dinosaur. I'm a little dinosaur. I'm a little dinosaur, but I'm planning to go away. Now I am real old, don't you know? Born 10 billion years ago, but they don't love me here enough, and so I'm planning to go away. Now the children upon their lawn wake up and wonder where I've gone, and the flies that buzz around where I now be, they're all gonna have to get along without me. They'll say,
where's the little dinosaur?
I didn't think he'd really go.
Dinosaur?
Where's that little dinosaur?
He must have.
Please don't go away. Oh no, I can't stand it. I wish the little dinosaur would come back. Dinosaur to come back. I want him to come back. Yeah, that's right. Tell him to come back.
I'll come back. You know I'm back to stay, cause I'm just your little dinosaur, and I could never really go.
No.
Never really go.
He's back.
Never really go away.
Look, I think the Velociraptor babies, or as I call them, Velocibabies.
Oh, they're so cute and tiny. How big are they gonna get?
About the size of a big chicken.
Chicken, yummy.
I think Professor Know Nothing is losing his mind.
We are now in the Cretaceous period. Looks like there's some dinosaurs approaching fast.
Velociraptors, velociraptin'. When we run up, who knows what'll happen? Velociraptors, velociraptin'. Don't get too close, the teeth will stop snapping. When it comes to dinosaurs, we are small. 6 feet long and 3 feet tall. But our size doesn't matter at all. We're quick and speedy when it's time to crawl. Long, flat snout with a real strong jaw. Jagged teeth and a real sharp claw. When we eat food, we like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay, shimmy, oh. We look like birds, you may have guessed. We lay eggs inside a nest. We've got feathers, so we stay well-dressed.
I'm the king of the dinos, even I'm impressed.
Long, strong legs with lots of power. Running 24 miles per hour. We don't want to eat that flour. Give us meat and we'll devour. Velociraptors, velociraptin'. When we run up, who knows what'll happen?
Velociraptors, velociraptin'. Don't get too close or teeth will start snapping.
Thank you.
I think that might have been an Elvarosaurus.
Elvarosaurus? I've never heard of it.
Elvarosaurus is a small dinosaur from the upper Cretaceous of Argentina. About 86 to 83 million years ago, it measured about 2 meters in length and weighed 20 kilograms. It was named by paleontologist José Bonaparte in 1991. It walked on two legs, had a long tail, and its leg structure suggested that it was a fast runner. It may have eaten insects.
Hmm.
Cool, right? I know a lot about it.
Where's all the cavemen?
Don't be silly. There weren't any cavemen in the dinosaur period.
Then who are those guys?
Hey, Fred! Fred, hey!
What's up, Barney?
How can I get any sleep with you snoring?
You kidding. I haven't slept a wink all night. Well, if we're going hunting, we might as well get an early start.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Barney?
What are we after?
We are after one of the big ones. A Snorkosaurus. That's what we're after.
A Snorkosnooker? What's that?
Ah, 'tis morning, and with the morning, the hunters, and with the hunters, the chase. You know what sport?
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Barney?
What do we do if we come face to face with one of the big ones?
What do we do?
I asked you first.
Hand me that number 5 club.
Here you are, Fred.
Now, the first thing I do is clobber him with the number 5 like this.
No, 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 not that way, you fool. You got to keep your head down, you see. Then follow through, like so.
Then, if he gives you any trouble, you give him a knock with your number 7. Hand me the number 7 club, Barn.
Number 7, coming up.
Like so.
He's slicing to the left. What am I wrong? Is it the right?
Then, for the coup de grace, you tap him with this little club. And there you have it. Your snork is in the bag.
Then you might be left holding it, chum.
Just one little question, Fred, if I may.
Speak up, Barney boy, speak up.
What's a Snorkosnorkosaurus look like? I wouldn't know one if I saw it.
Look, my friend, I will draw you a picture. The head's kind of fat-like.
Look who's talking about a fat head.
And it's got a long, skinny neck.
No, very bad likeness. Tiska, tiska, tiska. Bad, 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 bad.
Now it's got a big, round...
How are you? Glad to see you. Please go right ahead. Don't mind little old me. We're drawing a Snorkosaurus, aren't we? Of course we are. Love it, love it, love it. But we are making mistakes, aren't we? Allow me, sir, eh? Thank you. As I remember, a Snorkosaurus is a large, handsome animal. Regal head, more shape to the neck. Well-proportioned body. And yes, the feet, large but neat. And there we are, the Snorkosaurus. Oh, oh. I'm such a forgetful dunce. One more thing. A snork makes a melodious sound like zoo. Snork. Snork. You've been grand. Grand. No, no, don't get up. I'll find my way out. Have fun. Snork.
Who the heck was that?
Never mind him. We're after it. Huh? Follow that Snorkosaurus.
Right, Fred.
People we all know lived way back a long time ago. Didn't eat nothing but tiger stew.
a genuine dinosaur. You need to knuckle your head before you count to four. Rise through the jungle, stand limbed on trees. Knocking big monsters dead on my knees.
Also, I need to go to the bathroom. How about let's walk this way?
Whoa. A giant body of water. Must be an ancient ocean.
Look, there's a Lasmosaurus.
Oh, what's a Lasmosaurus?
And a Lasmosaurus was a sea reptile with a huge round body and a neck that was twice as long as giraffes. He could stretch out a long way to snap up his food.
Thank you.
Oh no, here comes a Carnosaurus.
That Elasmosaurus got away from the Kronosaurus.
The greatest of all, the giant sea reptiles, was Kronosaurus. He was longer than a large cabin cruiser. His jaws were big enough to hold a rowing boat? Seriously?
You're right, Ollie. We gotta get out of here. Let's turn around and
try and retrace our steps back to the time machine.
What is that? Why is that mountain shaking over there? Wait. Oh my gosh. It's a volcano, bros. It's a volcano. Let's run for it.
One, two, three, four. We're climbing up the mountain. What do you think we'll see up there? I don't know what's up there. We'll find out. I hope it will be useful. We must go to the top before time runs out. Let's go, go, go up the mountain. I wonder who, what, how, when, why, and where. I wonder what is all the way up there. For a few minutes I was fine, but then I noticed something really strange. It was like an earthquake. The ground shook and shook. It was a volcano. We started to run. Run, 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 run. It's an eruption. I hate eruptions. Run, 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 run. If anyone would like to win.
My body's burning like a lava I'm gonna jump in a crater.
See you later.
Everybody get inside, quick, 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 quick. Okay. How do we work this thing, Professor?
You just hit the buttons right there, the number buttons.
Okay. What year do we need to get back to, Jake?
I don't know. 2019.
2019, okay, good. Okay. Ollie, here, put it into the... Okay. Oh, it's starting up. Home at last. Whew. What an adventure.
Wait till we tell Mom.
You're a scientist. You're old. You don't have a mom.
Well, I mean your mom.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to tell her.
Hey, what's with the time machine? What's happened to that?
I think you should smash that thing to bits.
It wouldn't be useful, so...
Oh.
It's glitching, the time machine.
Sounds like it's broken.
home again. Oh, let's get the telly on.
Come on, TV.
You're my favourite waste of time.
Enjoy doing nothing.
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 Sweet nothing.
Get on the floor.
Show us all.